Jerry Bader Show, 1020. When President Obama became President Obama, what was the one thing that wasn't a foreign policy headache? Around the world, where you look at potential flashpoints, what was the one thing that wasn't a problem at that time? Iraq. And a democratic Iraq promised to be, as you just heard Senator Johnson say, a stabilizing force in the region if we keep it stable. Instead, the headline today, Islamist insurgents advance toward Baghdad. They swept out of northern Iraq Wednesday to seize their second city in 2 days, threatening Baghdad and pushing the country's besieged government to signal it would allow U.S. airstrikes to beat back the advance. An alarmed Iraqi government also asked the U.S. to accelerate delivery of pledged military support, particularly Apache helicopters, F-16 fighters, and surveillance equipment, to help push back fighters from the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, an al-Qaeda offshoot known as ISIS, or the ISIS. The U.S. said it has been expediting shipments of military hardware to Iraqis all year. Other headline, Iraqi drama catches U.S. off guard. At a closed-door gathering of Gulf states in Saudi Arabia in May, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and his Arab counterparts all signaled agreement on one thing for the first time. Islamist forces seizing territory in Syria and Iraq have become a region-wide menace that can't be ignored. What they didn't agree on was what to do about it, U.S. officials said. The fall this week of the Iraqi cities of Mosul and Tikrit to the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham rebel group shows how the insurgent threat is outpacing the response and posing a challenge to President Barack Obama's approach of limiting U.S. involvement in foreign conflicts. Then we have Dan Henninger. While Obama fiddles, the fall of Mosul to al-Qaeda terrorists this week is as big in its implications as Russia's annexation of Crimea. But from the Obama presidency, barely a peep. Barack Obama is fiddling while the world burns. Iraq, Pakistan, Ukraine, Russia, Nigeria, Kenya, Syria. These foreign wildfires, with more surely to come, will burn unabated for 2 years until the United States has a new president. The one we've got can barely notice or doesn't care. Last month, this is what Barack Obama said to the 1,000-plus grads at the U.S. Military Academy, the cadets. 4.5 years later, as you graduate, the landscape has changed. We've removed our troops from Iraq. We are winding down our war in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda's leadership on the border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan has been decimated. That let the sunshine in line must have come back to the cadets when news came Sunday that the Pakistani Taliban, who operate in that border region between Pakistan and Afghanistan, had carried out a deadly assault on the main airport in Karachi, population 9.4 million. To clarify, the five Taliban Mr. Obama exchanged for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl are Afghan Taliban, who operate on the other side of the border. Within 24 hours of the Taliban attack in Pakistan, Boko Haram's terrorists in Nigeria kidnapped 20 more girls, adding to the 270 still missing, our girls as they were once known. Then Mosul fell. The al-Qaeda affiliate known as ISIS stormed and occupied the northern Iraqi city, Mosul, population 1.8 million, not far from Turkey, Syria, and Iran. It took control of the airport, government buildings, looted some $430 million from Mosul's banks. ISIS owns Mosul. Iraq's army in tatters. ISIS rolled south Wednesday and took the city of Tikrit. It is plausible the Islamic wave will next take Samarra and then move on to Baghdad. They will surely stop outside Baghdad, but that would be enough. Iraq will be lost. Now, if you want to vent about George Bush's war, be my guest. But George Bush isn't president anymore. Barack Obama is, because he wanted the job and the responsibilities that come with the American presidency. Up to now, burying those responsibilities in the sand has never been in the job description. Whether or not you agree with going to war in Iraq, we did. And President Bush left President Obama a stable Iraq. To allow it to fall to terrorists is to mean that those who served and died in Iraq did so in vain. Whether you agree with going into Iraq or not, how can you agree with that? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Kevin in Green Bay, thanks for waiting. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I actually served in the 32nd Infantry, 2009-2010, in Iraq. And I guess my question is with this president, is the concept of soldiers dying in vain a new concept? I mean, the way he blatantly goes against the Constitution, I mean, soldiers died in vain for that, and he has no problem throwing that down the tube.
Yeah, you know, I get that, but you know who I'm really asking, Kevin, are the people, because here's what's going to happen. Instead of recognizing that soldiers will have been injured and died in vain, here's what they're going to do. They're going to say, see, this is all George Bush's fault. It's his war, and we never should have gone to war because it was a failure. No, it wasn't. It succeeded, but that success did continue to have to be nurtured, and we did have to keep enough of a stabilizing force there to continue to have Iraq itself be a stabilizing force in the region. And it is President Obama who decided we weren't going to keep a large enough force there to keep Iraq stable, and Iraq has, and I think, Iraq has fallen. And that, Kevin, is who I'm talking to, is the American left, who I know is going to point the finger at George Bush. It is your president who has taken, whether you wanted the conflict or not, victory in a conflict, and ultimately George Bush won the war. President Obama has lost the peace. And who I'm preaching to, Kevin, are the liberals who aren't going to get that.
And I can totally agree to that.
Thanks a lot for the call. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And yeah, I'm going to pick up on Kevin's point. This president doesn't care that soldiers died in vain. I'm going to say that out loud. He exchanges an accused, and I will stress, accused deserter for five murderous killers. Why? Because if the guy is a deserter, I don't think Barack Obama cares. In fact, I think he actually respects someone who walks away from the military because he has disdain and contempt for the military. And what he is doing now is the incredible loss not just of American life, but of human life in a conflict that whether you thought we should have gotten into it or not, it's irrelevant at this point. We did. And once we did, and we were successful, and we stabilized Iraq, President Obama had a moral responsibility to keep it stable, and he abdicated that responsibility. And that means whether you agreed with President Bush embarking on that war or not, that those who were injured and died did so in vain. And that's not George Bush's fault. That's Barack Obama's fault. Adam in Marshfield. Adam, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I had a thought. Now, I'm not sure what faith base Mr. Obama subscribes to, but perhaps if he is more Muslim, then he would believe in the peace of a one-world caliphate, meaning that if Islam is to take control, once everyone's Islam, there's no more war.
The president says he is a Christian, and I'll take him at his word that he's a Christian. This, I think, has less to do with any of those conspiracy theories and a lot more to do with he doesn't want the United States to be a world leader. He doesn't want the United States to be a world leader, as Henninger pointed out, these fires all over the globe. Mary in Marshfield. Mary, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I remember when we had the first desert conflict, when, you know, we went over there the first time, the second time, and the third time. I lost friends in each one of those. And it pisses me off to realize that we have a president who doesn't really care. He uses these kids as cannon fodder.
Mary, I'm so sorry for your loss.
I lost high school friends that will never get married, have kids, or anything. And it's frightening to have a government that doesn't care.
You know, my heart's breaking, and I don't know what else to say. and I know this is difficult for you, but I'm going to ask you a question. If you can't answer it, that's okay. If you could sit down with President Obama face-to-face, what would you say to him?
Stop using the military as cannon fodder. Quit using these people like they don't matter.
All right, Mary, I know it took a lot to call in, and I know it's really difficult. And thanks a lot for your call. I just tell you what, let's just hit the news. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com. It's 10:30 WTAQ News.